We're listening to Luke chapter 17. You might recall last weekend, Jesus told the story of the rich man and Lazarus, and that ended chapter 16 of Luke's gospel. And then there's a little section that we don't hear today. We're beginning with verse 5 of Luke's gospel in chapter 17. And in that little passage, Jesus gives the exhortation. He says, you know, scandals will come in life, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better that a millstone were hung around his neck and he were flung into the bottom of the sea rather than cause scandal to these little ones. And then he goes on to say, if your brother offends you, be prepared to forgive. Even if he comes to you seven times a day, to forgive him seven times. And then right after that verse 4, we hear this exhortation from the apostles. Lord, increase our faith. Now, some scholars think that after hearing that passage about causing scandal, about being offended by someone, about having to forgive so often that they thought, wow, that's a lot. And their response was, Lord, increase our faith. How can we do this? And then Jesus goes on with these two interesting examples. He talks about the faith the size of a mustard seed. I think this is very familiar to all of us. We've heard this story many times in our Catholic lives, in the scriptures. If you just had faith the size of a mustard seed, then you would be able to do great things. In this passage in Luke's gospel, he says you would be able to uproot a mustard tree or a mulberry tree and throw it into the sea. In Matthew and Mark's gospel, he says, if you just had a little bit of faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell a mountain to be uprooted and thrown into the sea. And so, it, of course, leaves the apostles and us with this idea. It's like, wow, I mean, don't I have faith? I mean, if Jesus is saying, if you just really had a little bit of genuine faith, you could do amazing things. And then he goes on and he tells this interesting story. And it's almost a jump. When I read this, it's like, okay, where is he going? We're talking about faith, and now he tells us this story about a man who has a servant. This is a man who has a servant that he pays. This is the servant's job. The servant is out all day, plowing the fields, tending the sheep. And Jesus says, now, would you expect that servant would come in and the master would prepare him dinner? Say, hey, come in, you've had a rough day. Have a seat. Let me fix you dinner. He's saying, no, of course not. That's not the servant's job. He should not be surprised or offended if the master says, all right, come on, fix me my dinner. That's part of your job, and then you can have your dinner when I'm done. He said, would that servant complain about that? Should he complain about doing what he's being paid to do? And then Jesus concludes with this saying, when you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. You know, as always, Jesus tells these stories that we've got to stop and think about them for a moment. And in this case, he's saying, look, don't take extra credit for something that you should be doing already. And I think if we apply that to our faith, brothers and sisters, we can always pause and catch ourselves that sometimes we have this tendency to really pat ourselves on the back and consider that what we're already supposed to be doing is something extra. Well, by gosh, I made it to Mass this weekend. All right, good. Well, I'm a good tither in my parish. I tithe every month, regularly. Or I work at the Lord's Diner. You know, I've got that to check off the list. And sometimes we think, okay, God, I've done all this. Now you do your part. I'm pretty good. You should do your part. Namely, we think, you should give me heaven. We forget, and this is what Jesus is trying to remind us of, that we can do nothing to deserve heaven from God. We can do nothing that would ever cause us to be able to say, okay, Lord, you owe me. Jesus is reminding us, salvation, heaven, faith is a gift. It's a gift that we could never achieve on our own, no matter how much we did. And so we should always remind ourselves, we are living our faith in order to be open to this great gift that God is giving us. Not to deserve it or earn it, but just to be more appreciative of this amazing gift of salvation. And I think in our American culture, we're so easily led to think, hey, you did this. You're in control of your life. This was your good work that accomplished this. But when it comes to salvation, it's always a gift. And so that should affect the type of faith that we have. That faith of a mustard seed. And I might turn it around. When it comes to having faith in ourselves to get to heaven, it should be tiny. It should be the size of a mustard seed. When it comes to having faith in God to give us the gift of heaven, it should be as large as a mountain. That's what we can trust in. That's where we put our faith. This awareness that God in his goodness and his generosity gives us something we could never earn. And that gives us hope as Catholics and as Christians. And that should inspire us to love others. You might recall that other very challenging parable that Jesus tells about the laborers in the vineyard and about the vineyard owner who sends the laborers out all throughout the day. The very first ones start and they agree to the usual daily wage. And the master says, good, go on out there, work all day, and I'll give you what we agreed to. But you'll recall that he keeps sending more and more workers out until there was one group who worked only 1 hour the whole day, and they got the same amount of payment as those that worked all day. I love that parable because, man, I am always scratching my head about that one. What? That's not fair. But remember at the very end, when those workers that worked all day complained, remember the master's words? He said, are you upset because I'm generous? My money is mine to do as I please. Are you angry because I'm generous? We should give thanks to God that he is so generous with us. That even when we can't do a thing as unprofitable servants to earn salvation, he desires to give it to us. And that should enhance our faith. That our faith is in God's generosity and his willingness to give us something that is beyond our reach. And so we pray for the faith the size of a mustard seed when it comes to thinking what we can do, but the faith the size of a mountain when it comes to trusting what God will do.